Now, the rest of the story. The entire crew of the British fishing trawler Pickering just up and quit. I mean all of them all at once. The Pickering was in port one day, and off onto the dock walked her crew, never ever, they said, to return. Well, the skipper, Derek Gates, did not have to ask why. The problem, as well he knew, was one of the crew, a fellow the others called Ned. Actually, Ned never told his real name. That's just what he went by. And according to the antiquated colloquialism full of the old Ned, the nickname was certainly an appropriate one because Ned was a chronic troublemaker. Thought he was being funny, I suppose. And yet one could have scoured the seven seas and never found a more irritating seaman with whom to sail. They're still talking about Ned's first tour of duty on the Pickering. About his first practical joke. The pilot was watching the radar screen one night when suddenly everything went haywire. Everything. At first it looked like an ocean full of icebergs dead ahead. Instead it was Ned. Now mind you, nobody ever actually caught him tampering with the equipment. Nobody ever really caught him in the act. In fact, no one even suspected Ned was behind that snafu until the radar went on the blink the next night at the same time. And the next night. And the next night. And the one after that. They also blame Ned for a prank involving the steering. The boat would just start going in circles for no apparent reason at all. And the crew still can't figure out how Ned rigged the rudder to make it do that. Just go in circles. After a while, the practical jokes grew increasingly annoying. For example, the crew would all be fast asleep. When Ned, they said, would flick the lights on and run. And there were cold evenings when Ned somehow tinkered with the heating system, made the cabins get colder and colder. Even as his shipmates turned up the heat, the cabins got colder and colder. But this is the rest of the story. When the crew of the Pickering suddenly began collecting state unemployment, when they all quit, British officials became curious. British officials investigated, and they learned about the tedious pranks of crewman Ned, and disciplinary action was called for. Ned was drummed out of the service, fired from his duty on the trawler, and now, December 1987, the Pickering crew is back aboard, happy as ever, but they still relate the stories to one another, particularly to anyone new in the crew, about Ned and his terribly tiresome sense of humor. They recall the day they all quit. And the day after that, when an Anglican priest was called aboard to sprinkle holy water throughout the vessel, and it was he, the priest, who commanded Ned to depart. For the priest, prior to his visit, had traced the history of the Pickering to its service in Ireland, when a crew member had been lost overboard and his body never recovered. Now, you can believe what you will of the trawler's later troubles and the way they suddenly stopped. But the fact remains that all the while, Ned was dead. And now you know the rest of the story.